And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And Pete Gray here and Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're having a great show in the world headquarters here, honoring a great man, Jack Nielsen, with his sons Doug and David Nielsen. A lot of great memories and just so happy to be able to spend a couple hours here talking about your dad. It's just it's really cool.
No doubt.
It's very cool. And we have a lot of great people. I believe we had a little technical problem at the beginning there. Now I believe we have Andy Cates. Good morning, Andy. Pick me up, Andy.
Well, it looks like we're still working on getting them there.
Yeah.
But while we're working on them, I want to remind you, if you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup during the second hour, you got a story you'd like to tell. Phones have been packed up, as you could imagine. Very busy morning this morning. But give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
All right. Let's see if we have Gundy Gunderson. Gundy, do we have Gundy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we got Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Right. Good morning, Gundy.
You got me?
Yeah, got you loud.
Yeah, what a great... You know, what a great show. I just want to offer my condolences, and it was a life well lived, you know, and that's what all of us hope for, you know. I had the opportunity to fish with your dad in on the Qualifier 105 with Del Marsh, if you can imagine that. So that was
first
experience.
Cool, Gundy.
And let me tell you this, if they have a security division in heaven, they better get those guys going. If you get those two together again, you're going to have something going on.
You know that. You got it right now, man.
We're having a safety meeting, I'm sure.
Right now. Talking about, listen to what those guys are saying about us.
Huh? So, you know, and another thing is those guys never took themselves too seriously. You know, and fishing was not only just landing a fish. It was the whole embodiment of camaraderie, friendship, encouragement to other anglers. And you don't always get that these days, and that's something to be cherished. So.
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot of folks to talk, so I'll rip through the surf fishing report here. You know, a challenging week, wind, swell, even some red tide. Not a whole lot of anglers, but a few did get out. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch action. On the better days, gulp sandworms working well, lugworms, mussel. The grub bite was tough with lots of junk in the water. Goleta, East Beach, Carpinteria, some of the better places. On the reef beaches, anglers throwing Berkeley swimming mullet. I guess the red color was hot there. Catching a mix of Johnny Bass, Chocolate Rockfish, Cabazon. Campus Point Graveyards, two of the better spots. Wiley's reported Pescador and Matador were a couple of the good beaches, rocky beaches, out of the swell. Anglers caught a mix of shallow water rockfish, cabazon, sargo, calico bass. Fish are glued to the bottom, so they're taking cut squid, shrimp, fished with a little heavier sinker there. One legal halibut taking it along the old chart house there. Big fish reported. A few yellowfin croaker catches. The long rodder's been getting them. 1 to 3 pound fish on bloodworms fished outside the breakers there. 72nd place. The water tower at Surfside were two of the better spots. Best bet for a halibut for those guys, Cherry Beach, drop shot, white zoom flukes, took a few legal fish this week. Ketchum Tackle reported an influx of red tide along Newport, real challenging fishing there. Dana Point reported slow fishing with just a few smaller perch. And then Pacific Coast reported the pier was the best bet there with the beaches a little churned up. Out in that deeper water, the guys were getting a mix of yellowfin, croaker, sargo, spot fin, rubber lips, 7-Elevens, just fishing the cut squid and the shrimp there, a few small barred perch mixed in. So not much happening, but it is January after all. And I will step aside and continue to enjoy this show. So thank you very much, gentlemen. It's an honor to be a part of it.
That's rad, Gundy. Yeah, awesome report. Nice,
good report, and glad you got to spend time with Jack Nielsen and Dell.
That's pretty
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah. Good stuff. Had some great memories there. All right, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And okay, I believe we have Captain Andy Cates. Good morning. All right. I don't know what's going on there. How about Bart Hall? Do we have Bart? All right.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Bart.
Hi, Barty. Bart.
Oh, good. I'm on. Well, it's been interesting on being on hold here. I haven't heard much of what's happening. Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, David.
Good morning. Good morning, Bart.
It was a wonderful service you guys put on to your dad, and I wish everybody could have been there because it was world-class.
Thank you.
But
that's awesome.
I got a couple of stories I'd like to share, and then a feeling. First one is many years ago, we were down at the Del Mar show, and Friday night, and we close it up, and I get back to the Hilton Hotel, and I'm sitting out by the fire pit, order a drink, I light up a cigar, my phone rings, and it says, there's a fire in the exhibit hall. You have to get back here right now. So I come back, and sure enough, Jack had left the booth, left the lights on, and one of the lights had fallen down into a pile of T-shirts and started a fire. Well, the fire wasn't so bad, but the sprinklers came on, and everything got soaked in that end of the hall. To this day, when you go in there, if you look up above the entrance, you still see a scorch mark on the ceiling. So anyway, from that point on, every time when I close the show, I say, ladies and gentlemen, the show is officially closed for the evening. Please exit by the doorway where you ended the show. Thank you for coming, and be careful going home. And then a few minutes later, I go, exhibitors, remember the Jack Nielsen rule. Turn the lights off.
Exactly.
Turn the lights off.
Another time, this is Mike Love's favorite story. Mike and I were sitting out by the fire pit again at the Hilton, and one of our exhibitors who has a very extensive collection of cognacs had brought a very old bottle. I think it was a 100-year-old bottle, and he wanted to share it with us. And so we're sitting there, and we have these little tiny glasses, and we're sniffing it, and we're sipping it, and we're thinking of all the things that had happened in the 100 years since it went in the cask, and it was a very special moment, right? Well, Jack comes up. Hi, Jack. Come on, sit down. He had a glass in his hand. He reaches over for this 100-year-old cognac, pours half a tumbler in his glass, drinks it down, and goes, hey, that's pretty good. Mike and I are about to pee our pants. The guy who owned it, his mouth dropped open, his face went white. He couldn't say a word.
It's like a $500 sip there, right?
That's great.
What difference does it make? Hey, it had to be drunk anyway, right?
It's pretty good.
Awesome. Yeah.
But, you know, we'd be at Rancho Leonero, and at the end of the day, I have some pictures of just us sitting together, the sun going down, and we'd be on the back of a boat, and we'd have a cigar. We'd light our cigars up earlier than most because we'd quit fishing earlier than most. And we're sitting there, and when we would talk about family. And he'd always talk about Dave and Douglas, and how they're the ones who did this. And he gets this credit, but they're the ones who made all this happen. And it was he was a real family man. He was a real pleasure. And the reason that I'm very selfish here. I'm selfish. I miss him because he not only made me feel good, he made everybody feel good. When you were around Jack, you felt good. And I'm going to miss that. So
Yeah, we all are for sure. You just really, the world famous Bart Hall cigar tent at the Fred Hall shows. it was the days that Jack took off. It was never the same in the cigar tent, was it? Like everybody would, the first thing everybody would say when Jack wasn't there was like, where's Jack? It's like, oh, he had to go to work. He had to go make airspace parts, right?
Yeah.
The boys yelled at him. It's like, get back to work.
For a bunch of years, the early years when it was the safety meeting thing was going on, and Doug and I were like, my dad would come and go, hey, I'll be back in a little bit. We got the safety meeting. And we legitimately thought, oh, there's something legitimately going on with Bart, and you've got to go talk about something. And then it took us a couple of years, and we're like, this is not no freaking safety meeting. They're having some good cigars and some fun times.
Yeah, but let me tell you, there's a lot of things that got accomplished in those safety meetings.
I bet. You guys solved a lot of things, though.
Yeah. And it just will never be the same without Jack. Remember, Bart, whether it be Del Mar or Long Beach, it was like, where's Jack? It's like, oh, man. It's like he was always the life of the party. He was always the guy that kind of lit the room up.
He wasn't there is because he was working. Because, you know, I called him in one of my posts, a modern-day Viking. He worked hard. He played hard. He put his entire life into everything he did, to his family, to his work, to his play, to his fishing, to his friends. It's just a very amazing guy. And Douglas and David, I think when I get off here, you ought to tell the story of why he's named Jack.
Give him his eulogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's really Hans Christian.
That's right. Hans Christian Nielsen.
Yeah. Hans Christian Nielsen.
Named after his grandfather, actually.
And he grew up, actually, in Norway.
Until 7 years old.
Until he was 7 years old. Yeah. Wow. And couldn't speak English until he was.
Not a word. Came through Ellis Island.
Really?
Yep, on the boat.
Wow.
Yep, yeah. Trained all the way.
Do you guys know how to speak Norwegian?
No.
You know,
a couple words,
right?
All the bad words.
Now, your mom's Italian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
she's Sicilian.
Sicilian, yeah.
They're like the total opposite.
Yeah,
the north
and
the south.
Yeah. But that's why she and Frank get along so well, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, well, Bart, some great memories, and by gosh, we're sure going to miss Jack. Just hanging around the Fred Hall shows and... Future and of course future shows coming up, no matter where they'll be or what they'll be,
or what they're called.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it for sure.
Well, look at that. This is a great show, guys. Good going, Pete. Way to go, Rick. Douglas and David, love you guys. Hang in there.
Hey, great job, Bart. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate that. All right, let's talk to Jose Verde.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Actually, on there, it's Joe Green from San Pedro. Good morning, Joe.
What's up, Jose?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm just sitting here just cracking up because everything that everybody is saying, it just brings back so many memories. A lot of people don't know that, you know, Jack was a prankster in a lot of ways. And when you put him and Del Mar together, oh, boy.
That was trouble.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some stories that I think of here, and it just cracks me up. But it just really makes me smile. You know, I was just thinking, you guys were mentioning about the ATD 30. I remember the day that was introduced. It was right there at the Fred Hall show. We were just upstairs above the elevators, and Jack brought it up, and I looked at that thing, and I think it was Dave. I can't remember. Figure out the twins. I never have been able to figure out the twins. But he handed that thing to me, and Gary White was there, Iron Man. And Gary White looked over and he says, "This guy is going to buy every reel that you guys make." And I looked at that reel, and the thought that came to me was that reel was something that RoboCop would use. And every single time, I got to tell you, it was just amazing to be a friend of Jack's. I love him like a brother, and I'm gonna miss him like a brother. And I just want to add that this morning.
That's awesome, Joe.
Thanks so much, Joe. Yeah. All right. So, is it true that you got the name Jose Verde because you were playing hooky from the work and actually had a picture in Western Outdoor News, and you didn't want them to know it was you?
Pete, we don't want to go there.
All right. Well, Joe, nice to hear from you, and thanks for the good memories of Jack and Dell too. And you know, it's funny. Dell was like your dad's best buddy, and I remember he's on the boat that he used to have. He used to sit there. Was it every Wednesday, pretty much?
Yep.
Yeah, every Wednesday he'd call me from the stern. And he's like, Jack and I, or Dell and I, are sitting right here having a cocktail, smoking a cigar, thinking about you, and why don't you come up? I was like, well, it's a little long drive, Jack, because this was like in Huntington Beach.
Yes.
And but yeah, he loved hanging out with Dell, and I know when Dell passed, it was tough on him. But he used to always remind us, like, you know, today was Dell's birthday, and you know, which is the same birthday I have too. We shared the same birthday, August 26th. And he and Jack were inseparable. Dell and Jack, they were just like two peas in the pod. They used to come here on Let's Talk Hookup, and
the show was hilarious.
Yeah, it was
just
fun.
Because Jack was such a straight shooter, and Dell was so full of it. Dell was so full of it, right? I mean, it was just like Dell was just like, well, you know, man, but Dell just Dell had great stories, and then they put the two of them together. I mean, it was just like the stories were just so funny, and I say that lovingly about Dell because I love that guy. He's such a great guy. He was just had a story after story after story, and your dad just fed off of that, right?
Yeah,
all good stuff, definitely. Well, Andrew, do we have Andy back? Andy Cates. Well, okay, Andy's going to try back. Well, don't know what's going on today.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out.
Technical problems.
It's all good. It's
probably Jack and Dell messing
with us,
right? Huh?
Just spin around up there.
Yeah,
spin around.
Probably messing with us. But, all right, so who do we have, Andrew? Do we have Andy? Do we have our callers there? Okay.
Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we find out what's going on the water with our good buddy, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy their killer smoked and jerky fish. They offer their spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we have the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Doug, David. Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just listening to the show today. And your father was just the most unbelievable guy. One thing that sticks out to me that I learned when I first met him was he made sure that every single – this fishing industry is a lot of people don't want to say it, but it's a click. It's a click. And your father showed us that every single person needs to be in the click. They all have to be in the click, which was a very, very good lesson that I learned a very long time ago, that every single one of these people that want to go fishing, they all matter. And that was what Jack emphasize so much, and that's what I think really drove him, was making sure that every single person that he talked to was part of the clique. It was incredible to watch, and it was just so bitching. And then to learn that and then to take that into my business and go and accelerate the way I did, I owe a lot to your dad. It was pretty insane to watch that guy.
Thank you for that. That's awesome.
And you know what? We can talk about the fishing right now, but I think we all just need to kick back, listen to Doug and David, and just remember Jack, because fishing's kind of slow right now, but I think it's supposed to be so that we can focus on this show and just really touch on Jack. So that's what I got for you guys today.
I like it. I like it very much and appreciate that. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. We'll have Dave in the studio here in a couple weeks, right, Dave?
Absolutely. You better hang on.
We're going to tie down.
I haven't been up
the
there in a long time, so it should be interesting.
Yeah,
but
watch out.
What a great show. So cool to listen to the story. Kelly, really appreciate listening to Frank's wife there. She got really touched by that. It's a great show. Thank you guys for having the show today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And, of course, we have a full report with the fishdope.com report next week. And good report there.
Yeah, it was great. I like it. Well said.
And it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, the Fish Pros to market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, the best spices and rubs. Of course, that famous tuna burger and the amazing pokey kit. It's all there at Fisherman's Processing. Call them for details or just order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we do have Andy Cates now. Captain Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There we go, finally.
What's up, Andy?
It's been a challenge. It's been a little bit of a challenge this morning. I don't know what's going on with it.
Blame it on Dell.
I think it's Dell's fault.
He's
messing with them. So, Captain Andy, you were fortunate that you got to spend a couple weeks, not very recently, with Jack, right?
Yeah, we had a 13-day fly-home trip, and that was before Thanksgiving. And, you're right. I was fortunate to spend a couple of weeks with Jack there before he went. But, man, I got to tell you, this has been a tough week, and I really hope that the family is coming around and you guys are getting through this, because this is just a massive loss and abrupt, too, you know. I mean, he was in fine health and just the same old Jack, you know, on the last trip. You wouldn't really know any different, you know. It was such a shock to hear. But I wish that and hope that you guys are getting through this. You know, he's just going to live on, and he's going to be on every trip now. You know, he's going to be on every trip on Red Rooster. He's been on the boat for close to two decades here.
He loved fishing with you, Andy.
I mean,
they used to talk about fishing with Andy on the Red Rooster and how much he loved the boat and loved fishing with Andy. And was there ever a trip on the Red Rooster that Jack went on that Andy was not on?
I think it was last year when we went to the my wife and I did a vacation to the BVI, so I think that was the only trip that I missed, although I don't think Jack was even on the boat. But anyway, no, I mean, we've been together on that trip in November for years and years and years. And you know, there's a lot of things. I was listening to Frank, you know, on Royal Polaris there, and some of the things about the music and his little spot on the upper deck. And he's such a creature of habit, you know, where those same scenarios he would incorporate on Red Rooster. And, you know, it got to a point where we even put up a canopy up there for him.
And
you should have seen the look on his face when we're putting this canopy up, and he's like, well, what the hell's going on here? Hey, you guys aren't going to mess with my area. And then, boom, the canopy came up, and he goes, oh, now this is my speed. I like
that. You like that canopy, huh?
Oh, that's great.
He loved it. And we had it up on the last trip, you know, and of course it got windy, so we had to take it down. But we had it up, and he really enjoyed it. But, you know, there's a couple of things that I'll miss. You know, there were some frustrating times. I'm going to miss cleaning up those damn cigar ashes on the backpack. I'm going to miss that, and I'm going to miss fighting with him on that volume on that damn radio.
Oh, jeez.
God, what a battle that was.
Oh, my God. He loved that radio.
He turned it up too loud, and you wanted to hear what was going on? Is that what it was?
Oh, man, I couldn't hear myself think sometimes up there, man. It was like, oh, yeah. And it was hard to, you know, because he enjoyed it so much, and I didn't want to take part of his experience, so I'd have to, like, kind of sneak out there and turn it down while he was preoccupied doing something else, you know, and he wouldn't even notice it. And then all of a sudden he'd be like, hey, well, wait a minute. What happened to the tunes? and then he'd go back up and he'd readjust, and it would be louder. I'd be like,
oh, God. And the speaker would get better.
I'm trying
better.
To catch you some fish here.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. But and once in a while, he'd actually go down and pick up a rod and reel, right?
Oh, yeah, once in a while. You know, this the last trip in November, I got a beautiful shot. I think I sent you the picture there where he caught this. It was about a 45-pound tuna on the ridge, you know, which is a really nice fish on the ridge. And it was on, like, 20-pound test or something on one of his light little outfits, and he was so proud of that fish. And, and here to find out that the color and the picture came out so spectacular.
Oh, it's a beautiful picture.
Pretty proud of that picture. And you know, not the biggest fish he's ever caught, but it was such a beautiful moment, you know, and he just finessed that fish in so elegantly with that nice little reel and the 20-pound test. But, you know, I think I've heard Dale Marsh's name come up a couple of times, and you know, everybody's got chapters in their life that kind of stand out. And that, you know, it just – Jack always seemed to have – no matter what, he had cronies, you know, of some kind. And he had a little group. And by far, no one ever questioned that Jack was the boss of the cronies. I mean, that's just the way it was.
It was almost like followers, like Jim Jones or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was a Kool-Aid scenario. But
yeah.
My dad loved that, too. He loved it. Yeah.
But he was the boss, and him and Dell, that chapter with him and Dell, it was probably, I saw the most glee and the most sparkle in his eyes on the boat when he had his buddy. I mean, he adored Dell. He absolutely adored him. And Dell absolutely adored Jack. It was a relationship that you just, you could see the two men, it brought, that each other brought the best out of each other. And Jack just, he reveled in some of these scenarios and these arguments. Because, you know, Del Marsh was, he was a real character.
Oh, he's a colorful guy.
He was an entertainer, and he entertained Jack. And Jack absorbed this entertainment, and they just had such a bond. And when Jack lost Del, it was really hard on him, man. Really hard on him. It took a while for him to recover from that. And I'm not going to say things were never the same, but there was definitely a different tempo, you know, after that. He didn't have his buddy, and God, he just loved to hassle Del, and they'd go back and forth. And it wasn't just on the boat. I mean, they spent a lot of time together, man, at the shop and other areas and stuff. It was really a unique friendship that they had.
And did they meet at the, they must have met at the Fred Hall show.
Star
booth, and they were kind of close to us all the time.
Yeah, because you were right next to Calstar.
And over the years, they finally just started hanging out.
Have this bond, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It must have been a Fred Hall thing.
I know. Yeah.
But then they just became best buddies.
And then probably the cigar tent just really set it all up.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think the cigar tent was post-Dell. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember Dell maybe a few times in the cigar tent, but always telling stories.
Yeah.
Right. And that was the thing, is and they used to, like Andy says, they used to set each other off, right? It's like Del would tell a story, it's like, oh, come on, Del. Right?
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Some of the stories, you know, and a lot of there's a lot of stories, because most of the trips only trips that Jack would do were fly home. He refused to take that boat.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah, right.
Don't get me wrong. Smart
always
man.
Fly home. Yeah.
Yep.
And he loved to spend a couple days down in Cabo on the way home, right?
You know, his other buddy, Andy, was Bob Michener. And Bob taught another great one that taught my dad and Doug and I just so many lessons of fishing, patience. I know my dad told me a bunch of times that we watched my dad a lot of times catch big fish and just relax and slow down and not just try to kill the fish, but try to, you know, use the fish's energy towards yourself. And a lot of that stuff came from Bob Michener.
He passed away this year too.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Bob was
an
icon. But let me tell you something about that relationship. You know, this Bob was a junk man, and about the crudest of an individual, pretty sloppy. And Jack made a project. He made Bob his project. He took Bob and he refined Bob into an elegant, aging man. It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing what he did. And sometimes he'd have to sit Bob down and reprimand him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, hey, Bob, it's time to get a shower.
Yeah. Change your clothes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's comical. Great.
Yeah.
But you know, and Jack did everything in such a tasteful way, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and everybody would take. I mean, I never heard anybody say a crossword. We already said that. But even probably when he told him to take a shower, he probably went, "Yeah, you're probably right, Jack. Let's go." Right?
Yeah.
He wouldn't question it. He wouldn't question it. He'd look at Bob with his little blue eyes, and he'd look at Jack with his little blue eyes, and he'd be like, okay, Jack, you're right.
That is hilarious.
That's good.
We made Dave and Doug made a nice plaque for Bobby, and we put it down on his corner. And I'd like to, I think Gary mentioned something to you. I'd like to put another plaque up top with Jack. Now, on top of it, I didn't make one for Del Marsh, and I think that if we did the two together.
Those are actually made on a CNC machine. Yeah, Dave makes them.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Cool. This is something that'll live on the Red Rooster.
It's a copper plate, is it?
It's a brass.
Yeah,
brass.
Copper. Yeah. Copper. And then we actually machine it and engrave it with the machine. And
cool. I think that's a great idea, Jack and Del together.
Andy, I'll talk to you later, and we'll figure out what we're going to put on Del's too, and we'll engrave them, and then you can put them wherever you want to put them. Put them on the top of
it. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that sounds like a great plan. Cool. I think it's appropriate that they're both together.
Awesome. Yeah, that's rad. Awesome. I love that, Andy.
Captain Andy Cates, Red Rooster 3, thanks for sharing Jack Nielsen memories with us. We sure appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, thank you so much, you guys. Everybody take care.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great stories, more great smiles. You stay tuned. You're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show. Having a great time this morning. Lots of fun. Lots of great texts keep coming through, and the phones have just been packed since we started.
Yeah, and thank you for everybody participating. I'm sorry we're trying to get through as many as possible, but so many people were touched by Jack Nielsen that it's hard to get through.
Oh, no doubt, man. This is awesome.
Jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to David and Doug. We never met. I had the privilege of fishing with your dad on a three-day searcher a few years back, and it's everything that everybody says about your dad. I just remember the music, him sitting up on the top deck, sitting there in his chair with his cigar and his drink and just having a blast watching people fish. And the highlight was he would have a raffle every hour on the hour, and he'd always change it up. It wasn't just drawing the number. It's like, you know, okay, this time we're going to change it up, and it's going to be who catches the biggest fish, and no, you can't pin a sardine on a hook and say that's the fish.
So, thank you very much. He was a great entertainer.
It was a blast fishing with him. He's definitely going to be missed. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Don. Appreciate that very much. Mike Lum is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. What an amazing tribute to a truly amazing man. I think the entire fishing community feels the loss and at the same time feels gratitude for knowing Jack and for interacting with him, and whether it be just a one time on a boat or whether you worked with him on a regular basis through the industry. And David and Doug, you guys have done an amazing, wonderful job in allowing your father to be the ambassador for your company, but also for all types of fishing. And he couldn't have been any prouder of the accomplishments. And I think all of us owe all your entire family a debt of gratitude for what he has brought to the industry. And, you know, the last 10 or so years, I've been actively involved in the Friends of Rollo program. And I can honestly say that I don't recall an event that Accurate didn't have a hand in. And that was largely because of Jack. And, to me, one of my more favorite memories was a couple years back, we were working on an upcoming project for Rollo, and we were at the Del Mar Fred Hall show, and it was in the middle of the day. The show was going on, and Harold Davis, who serves as president of the board of directors for Friends of Rollo, and I were alone in the trailer that sits out behind the Del Mar Fairgrounds there, and we were just making notes and strategizing on an upcoming promotion for Rollo, and the issue came up of, I don't know if we're going to have enough reels. Mm. And Harold says, oh, don't worry, you know, we'll get the reels. And I said, well, I don't know. We're going to be short, you know, some reels. And just as luck would have it, Jack walked into the trailer at that very moment to get some ice out of the freezer that's in that trailer. And Harold says, Jack, just the man I was looking for. And Jack had this kind of look on his face, and he goes, I'm just getting some ice. And Harold says, well, come here a second. We're going to be short a few reels for this upcoming promotion, and we're going to need some reels. And I just told Mike here that I'd be glad to buy a few reels and donate them myself. And so, Jack, I need to buy three reels from you. And Jack says, well, what kind of reels do you want, Harold? And Harold said, well, I don't care, Jack, as long as they're good ones. I don't want anything less than $300. And Jack says, as he was putting ice in his cup, we don't make anything that sells for $300, under $300. And so Harold says, well, whatever, I just need to buy three reels. And Jack says, well, I have a few reels in my car. And Harold said, well, as he reached for his wallet, he says, how much do you want for them? And Jack says, well, I don't even know what models they are. And Harold says, well, just name your price. And Jack says, well, you know, I don't know, Harold, how about $200 a piece? And Harold says, Jack, I just told you, this is a charity. I'm buying these to donate. Can't you do better than that? And with that, Jack just kind of shook his head, and he said, I don't know, Harold. And Harold says, how about $100 a piece? And Jack, a little exasperated, says, oh, okay. And I said, Jack, I have a golf cart right outside the trailer. We can go to your truck right now and get them if that would work for you. Yeah, why not? So we go to the truck. He gives me the three reels. I bring them back. I set them on the table. And Harold says to me, see, that worked out really well. And Jack went off to his safety meeting. So later in the day, maybe several hours later, Harold had left the show to go back home. And Jack came back in the trailer, but he didn't actually come in. He stuck his head in the trailer, and I was the only one in there. And I looked over. I said, Jack, what are you doing? And he looks left, and he looks right. And he says, I'm making sure Harold's not in here.
And I said, no, he left to go home. And with that, Jack just walks right on into the trailer, and he says, good, I can't afford to come in here when he's here. I'm trying to make a living.
That's some expensive ice, right? Point being is Jack was always, and the boys too, so generous with donations for Cap Morales Kids to See Friends of Rallo, and you're going to continue that. Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
And my dad was a big advocate. I mean, he really came to my brother and I many times, hey, we got to do this because we're
taking kids fishing, right?
Yeah, and he's like, we got to do this. Let's do it, Dad.
Yeah, and that's good for you, good on you guys. And Mike Lum, I want to give credit where credit is due. Mike Lum, this whole show was Mike Lum's idea. So he said that you need to do a tribute show to Jack, and we put it together. And thank you, Mike.
How right you were. This has been so much fun.
So you know, he's going to be missed. But in the meantime, Mike, if somebody wants to donate in Jack's name, we have that available for people that want to donate in Jack's name at Cap Morales Kids to See Friends of Rallo, right?
Absolutely, and I appreciate the entire Nelson family for making that suggestion, that nice video they put out on YouTube. But, anyone that would like to donate in Jack's honor, just go to rallokids.org. That will get you right to the main website. You'll see a button there that says donate, and you can donate using any credit card or PayPal or in any amount you would like. There's even a reoccurring option there if you want to do something and donate an amount each month. And, of course, all the money gets used to take more kids on their first ocean fishing trip, which Jack was an ardent believer in and has helped us, like I said, for so many years. So rallokids.org, hit the donate button, and you can donate right there.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Mike Lum.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It.
Job, Mike.
Very much. All right. Look forward to talking to you soon. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. We got a fun text that came through. This one was from Robert King in Simi Valley. Said, Jack's smile was absolutely infectious. No matter how bad my days were, you couldn't help but be in a great mood when you'd run into him. I'll never forget sharing a jar of my moonshine with him on the top deck of the searcher.
That's a good one, for sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wonder how that moonshine was. Yep. It's been good, right?
It was good enough.
Yeah,
good
enough. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, well, the phones are absolutely packed. Why don't we jump right back into them? This time, talk to Bob, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I'd like to express my sincere condolences to Doug and David, friends of mine for, 30 years, guys. I was at West Marine when you came in with your gals.
That's right. And, hey, Bob, that's right, Bob.
You remember that. But, you know, you guys introduced me to your dad. He sponsored our tournament every year down the Marlin Hunt down at Palmas de Cortez. He came down to fish. He gave a seminar every day for the guys out in the tournament. He was such a great guy. I talked to him just a week before Christmas on the phone, and he was happy. He was in good mood and everything, and he said, Merry Christmas, the whole bit. And I was so shocked to hear it, but I love the guy. Every time I talked to him, I loved him. Him and Jack Webster set me up down in Baja as your accurate representative way back when I moved down there. And he sent me with a big sign for my house and everything. He was just the greatest guy. I mean, made everybody happy, made everybody smile. He's instilled that in you guys. And
he did.
Thank him for that. God bless him.
Like you say, the guy that everybody wanted to hang around with, right? Because he was just a good guy. I mean, there's not very many of those left, for sure.
Yeah.
And he certainly was one of those guys, for sure. I'm sure people like hanging out with Doug and David, too. I'm sure he instilled a lot of that fun and happiness in you guys, too, as well as your kids.
I think we got his smile, for sure. We're always smiling.
Right.
Good or bad, we're smiling.
That was the first thing I said when Pete delivered the news, and it really took my breath away. And that was the first, positive thought that came into my mind is I don't ever remember a scenario seeing your dad where he didn't have a smile on his face, ever. I mean, any time, no matter what was going on. You know, setting up day at the Fred Hall show, Jack always had a big smile on his face, and that's the memory that I'll always keep of him.
Yeah.
He was just always in a good mood.
Yeah.
He always found the good in anything, even bad situations at work. I mean, I remember going to him, and he would always find, we can do this, or Everything was positive. He turned a bad situation into a good one all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And people love hanging out with him, like Bob, right, Bob?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Best guy to hang out with, having a beer at, under the palapa with some smoked fish. Great times.
Oh, yeah. I love it. That's cool. You can see him doing that right now.
You know, I have Jack used to come visit me at my house here in Point Loma, and I have a small wine cellar in the house, and I used to leave a bottle. Or actually, I think your dad brought it, a bottle of Crown Royal in the velvet. It's still sitting in my wine cooler, and it'll stay there, too.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to stay there. So it's like he'd drink part of the bottle, and he'd go, oh, well, keep this for the next time I come over. And I was like, okay, well, when are you coming over, you know, because it's been there. So it's still there.
Oh,
I mean, part of that bottle's still there, and it's going to stay there for a long time. And honor your dad for sure. All right. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the call this morning. We sure appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hey,
God bless you.
Thanks, man. Another text came through from our great buddy Ken in Santa Barbara. Said, it's been mentioned, but I got to know, how did Hans Christian Nielsen get the name Jack?
Yes. All right. Thanks for the reminder on that.
So, you know, our dad was an immigrant. He came from Norway in when he was 7 years old, and his name is Hans Christian. So when he went to school, they landed in Alhambra, California. And when he went to school there, the kids teased him a lot because he wore funny Norwegian clothes and shoes, didn't have American clothes or shoes or anything like that, so they used to tease him. And there was one kid that I guess went for a while and teased him quite a bit about Hans and Hans, and he beat the crap out of that kid. And one day he finally had enough. And there was another friend that he was with him, I think, during that time, and said, you're not really a Hans, you're a Jack. And my dad went home and told my grandma and my grandpa that he felt more like a Jack, and he wanted to be American, and he wanted to be called Jack. And our grandparents said, you could be Jack everywhere else, but you're Hans here. And my dad said, no problem. I'll take it.
And that's how it happens.
That's Jack.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones of some very patient callers there.
Oh, for sure. How about Wayne calling us from Long Beach this morning? Good morning, Wayne. Thanks for hanging in there with us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me?
You got you, Wayne. Gotcha. Thanks for
joining us. Hey, Douglas, everybody there, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Wayne.
Just real quick, I know there's a lot of folks out there who want to speak about your pops. I was honored to be his personal photographer.
Cool.
Many Jackrit videos down on the East Cape. I had the great privilege to go down to the Rancho Leonero with John Ireland and fish with Mark Rare. And Jack was a very creative man, especially. He goes, Wayne, can you get this shot over my shoulder? Can you get that reel in there? Can you get that fish jumping? And
all about the reel, he used to say, right?
All about the reel, right? And a lot of photos that you see of Jack, I took a lot of those photos, especially down on the East Cape, which were very special because they are a time stamp in time.
Yeah.
And when you're with Jack, it's like the President of the United States. You know, people want to speak to him. You know, I'm talking to him. People want to come up. So I just step back, and what a great ambassador to fishing. And once again, just to ready on everybody's what they're saying, what a great family man. Family was always number one. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Douglas. Thank you, Debbie, for sharing your father with us. What a great friend.
That's awesome.
And speaking of which, Del Marsh and Jack are on that long-range trip together right now.
Right now.
That's right.
No doubt. For sure.
Hey, Wayne, we want to thank you for everything, all the stuff you did for us this week in setting up the celebration at Accurate and everything. You were really instrumental in making it all go as well as it did. So thank you so much for doing
that. Oh, you kidding me? That's my aloha to the family, you know.
Thank you so much.
You
and Kelly.
I tell you what.
Appreciate
it. It was a distinct honor, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of folks that want to speak about Jack, but I just say this. Hey, what a great friend. What a great ambassador to the fishing world. And his legacy will live on through you two young men with your brilliant minds and your family. I wish you guys the best, and once again, my heart is with you guys forever. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks a lot. All right, let's try and sneak
in. Get more calls, and take care, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Let's try and sneak in Warren Kelly real quick.
Oh,
Warren.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, guys. Hi, David. Hi, Douglas.
We'd only have a couple of minutes left for you, Warren.
Hi, Warren.
Hey, Warren. Just real quick, funny story, following on from them coming in to the New York when he was a young man in Norway. They didn't have any vegetables or fruit, And the first thing Jack saw when he was a kid was a vegetable cart in New York. Looks at his dad. His dad gives him a probably a penny or a nickel to go buy something. And the first thing Jack buys is a banana. Jack had never had a banana before, and Jack bit right into the side of the banana. And that Jack used to tell that story, and I used to think that was the funniest story I ever heard. Anyway, he was my best friend. Loved him very much. Everybody take care. Thanks.
Hey, Warren,
awesome.
Just so you guys know, Warren is one of my dad's dearest, oldest friends from the aerospace business.
From the aerospace.
And then became his dearest, one of his dearest friends in the fishing business.
Wow.
Warren was with him on a lot of trips.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nice guy. And now I'm going to be calling Warren every once in a while for some aerospace help.
There you go. All right.
Old school.
Yeah, I met Jack. Met Jack in 1992. We were both doing work for a big aerospace company, and a buyer we shared said, "You fish, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah." And she looked over Jack and said, "He fished too." And from that day on, we were very, very best friends. So anyway, miss the guy every day. Yeah, he's a great guy. So thanks very much, guys.
Thanks. We're glad we were able to get
you. What a great way to close that out, and a great message. And, hey, appreciate that very much. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helpridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and a fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time, man. This meant a lot to everybody, and I was really happy to get to be a part of it. Great job from everybody.
Yeah, and thanks for everybody out there participating. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody.
Phone lines are still full.
Yeah, and we sure appreciate the time. And thank you very much, Doug and David. I know it was very difficult. I know with the loss of your dad, it was meant so much to so many of us, including you guys, and our condolences to the family and your mom Linda, who's such a wonderful person, and lots of grandkids. How many grandkids?
Nine
grandkids. Wow. Yep. Yeah, and he's going to be missed, but not forgotten. That's for sure, right?
You know, there's a couple of things I think, and when you look at my dad's life, one thing is get out there and fish and enjoy other people. It's not about just catching fish.
Yeah.
It's being on the boat with people and enjoying the time together.
Yeah.
You know, and love and life. Right?
Love and
all
life.
All he had was love and life.
Yeah. His famous theme song, Let the Good Times Roll, right?
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. Work hard,
That's yeah,
all the time to us.
Yep. That's kind of the accurate way, right?
Yeah,
that's
right. It is.
All right.
Work hard, play
well,
hard.
In the meantime, if you want to be a part of Accurate, check out the stuff. You guys have a great website, and you can check out the video that you talked about.
AccurateFishing.com. And, you know, email us, David and Douglas, David at AccurateFishing and Douglas at AccurateFishing. We'd love to hear more stories.
More stories, more photos.
Yeah,
we've been sharing photos
sure.
this morning. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
Awesome.
Appreciate that. Thank you all for being out there. Thanks to Andrew in the studio there, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reel will be here. Then next Sunday, Captain Sam Patella from The Invader will be here. Thanks for listening today. Appreciate that very much. And we'll be right back next Saturday and Sunday on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.